Hey, it's Shirley Strawberry here. Listen up, listen up. Whenever we ask the Steve Harvey Nation to do something for the greater good, you always do it, and we thank you for that. You always do it without hesitation. That's why we have the best listeners in the world. You've heard Carla, you've heard me talk about the Arm & Hammer Laundry and Dress for Success Power to Her campaign that celebrates all the women who put their careers on hold the past year to take care of business at home. Well, remember we asked you to post, remember Carla, we asked them to post on Instagram or Facebook a picture of you flexing your muscle with the hashtag Power to Her. Well, thank you, ladies. You did it. And we got thousands of posts of women cheering on women. That's what we love. The response was so amazing that we decided to go big and give back in our own way. Drum roll, please. This is big. This is big. This is big. The Steve Harvey Morning Show will be donating $10,000. $10,000 on behalf of Arm & Hammer Laundry to the Dress for Success Power to Her campaign. This money will help a lot of women transition back to work. We're proud to be a part of it. Thank you for your participation and to Arm & Hammer Laundry and Dress for Success for all they do. It really does make a difference. Thank you, guys.
Nice. Yes. Thank you.
Who is that on the box? Have y'all met the person who arm that is?
Mine.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah,
Carla
that's Mr.
has Clint. One.
That y'all know good and hell well that light ass arm ain't y'all.
Don't hate. Don't hate.
Thank you. Thank you for all the ladies who participated. It was a wonderful campaign.
Arm and Hammer. Cool.
All right, we're going to switch gears here and talk some entertainment news. Nicki Minaj is still trending. So in case you missed it, the White House called Nicki Minaj to discuss vaccine safety. Nicki tweeted to her millions of followers a dubious claim, we remember this from yesterday, that her cousin's friend's fiance in Trinidad called off the wedding because the vaccine caused the friend's testicles to swell. Remember, we talked about this.
Yeah.
You know everybody checked their testicles that day. Yeah. You know everybody was checking.
Nicki
everybody
tweeted.
Checked their testicles yesterday. I think it was a national holiday yesterday. Check your testicles.
Nicki tweeted that she's been invited to the White House. Quote, yes, I'm going. I'll be dressed in all pink like Legally Blonde so they will know I mean business. I'll ask questions on behalf of the people, says Nicki. Also, the Minister of Health in Trinidad, Dr. Terrence Dialsink, also debunked Nicki's misinformation claim that the vaccine caused swelling of the testicles. The doctor said there is absolutely no reported such side effect in Trinidad and none that we know of anywhere else in the world.
Can we talk to the cousin's friend that's got the swollen testicle? That's what
we need to talk about.
But you know something, though? The sad thing about this is social media is so powerful. And these people have these platforms, and they're actually, because a lot of young people get their news off social media, sad to say. But what's sad about it is, man, Nicki Minaj swings that much weight.
She's an influencer.
The head of Trinidad then got involved. And now the president of the United States got involved. Now, that's a testament to Nicki's popularity.
Yes, it is.
And she has an opportunity here to find out the facts and relay the facts and stop relaying rumors. That's the upside to this.
I hope she winds up getting the shot after she gets all the information. I hope it leads to that.
Right.
Well, she said, she was doing her own research, and she says, again, she'll ask questions on
what
behalf of the people.
What research she doing?
That's what she said.
You're going
that's
to the White House. You don't need to do no more research. They got all the information.
And wouldn't there be a picture of the swollen testicles? I mean,
you know what?
That's right.
All right,
he's right. He's right.
The proof.
We're moving on. We're moving on. Okay. Carla is here with today's music news. What you got, Carla?
All right.
Post
so, Fat Joe.
Post
I'll be quiet, Tommy. Yeah. So, you know, the Versus battle was earlier this week. Fat Joe and Ja Rule, right?
Yeah.
So, right. Okay. But you saw all of this. So Fat Joe has been on an apology tour. He got a lot of backlash. In the moment, you know, Ja Rule had Lil Mo and Vita on stage, and you know, they did their jams and they were performing Put It On Me. And then Ja Rule, they were just trash talking, and he said, "Ah, it's pathetic you had to go get Remy Ma." Well, then Fat Joe was trash talking too, and he said, "You had to go get Dusty B-Words to come out on stage."
Ooh,
and then social media started dragging Fat Joe for referring to Lil Mo and Vita as Dusty B's. He's been apologizing ever since. He said he's sorry. He didn't mean to disrespect, and he loves black women. Now, Remy Ma, she's in it. She's trying to defend Fat Joe because she said when it was all over, she thought that Lil Mo and Fat Joe squashed the beef, but now it's out on social media. Mm-hmm. So it's Fat Joe just doesn't have a chance. And then the other thing that's trending real quick about this, Nelly on stage. He saw Ashanti. You know, Nelly and Ashanti used to go together. And, you know, Ashanti is beautiful. Her body is banging. He walked right past Fat Joe and Ja Rule and went to get a hug from his ex. So ex was looking that good. But they performing. He like, "Get out my way. Hey, baby."
She looked good, though. I love Ashanti.
Come on, boy.
All right. Thank you, Carla. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll look into the crazy mind of J. Anthony Brown right after this. Jesus. Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.